You may have a claim against the Archdiocese of Portland. That's the headline in an ad that appeared today in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and various West Coast newspapers. The ads are intended to encourage victims of sexual abuse by priests in Portland to come forward. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
The ads are meant to reach people like Ken Nail, a carpenter in Portland with a prison record. He says for most of his life he's been as tough and as mean as the name Nail implies. But he says that was all just a way to bottle up the memory of being raped 35 years ago at an Oregon juvenile detention center, he says by the late Father Ramey Rudin.
I didn't know that a clergy or a person like that would even try something like that. He sees me and he tells me, come there. And I said, I'm going to work, I can't come with you. And he said, you'll come with me or you'll suffer the consequences. So I went with him.
Nail trails off, vacillating between quiet contemplation and uncontrolled sobs as he tells his story. He's one of about 200 people who have already sued the Archdiocese of Portland, prompting church officials to declare bankruptcy in July. Nail's attorney, Erin Olson, says she knows there are other victims like Nail who have not gone public or to court.
I get phone calls saying, I'm calling on behalf of a friend, but you can tell by the quaking voice that it's not really a friend they're calling for.
New ads in regional and national newspapers invite anyone who was sexually abused by a church employee or volunteer to file a claim in federal bankruptcy court. The court set the deadline at April 29th, although the judge left open the possibility for some claims to come later. Archdiocese of Portland attorney Tom Stille defends the ad campaign and the deadline, saying they'll help give the church some closure.
The other alternatives are strictly just, you know, free-for-all in the trial courts. First person to get a judgment can go after the assets, get paid. I think this is a much more sensible approach.
The Catholic Diocese of Tucson, which also declared bankruptcy last year, spent $75,000 for a similar outreach campaign. The one in Portland will cost over $250,000 and is more national in scope. But in both cases, advocates for abuse victims say the campaign and the deadline allow church officials to shirk accountability. Barbara Blaine heads the group Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
We don't believe that Jesus would have told, for example, anyone who needs healing from blindness has to come forward by Wednesday. And then that when the blind man came on Saturday, he would be told, sorry, you're too late.
So far, only three dioceses across the country have declared bankruptcy. But it's an increasingly attractive option, according to Father Thomas Reese, editor of the Catholic weekly America magazine. He says in Boston, for example, where the diocese has not declared bankruptcy, the troubles didn't end for church officials when they reached an $85 million settlement with 500 victims in 2003.
Boston thought, well, now, you know, you can make a sigh of relief and it's over. Well, no, more victims have now come forward. So, you know, the diocese is asking the question, when will it end? And also, when do we run out of money?
The Archdiocese of Portland also plans more outreach ads in Catholic publications, and letters will go out to 81,000 registered Catholic households and to victims of clergy abuse the church knows of, but who have not filed lawsuits. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.